All right, let's see. Sichos Haran Ayin Vav. All right, Rav Jacob, ready to learn how to learn like a breslov. Shemati bishmo mikvar shesiper. Rabbeinu taught us the following. I heard in his name that he expressed the following thought. Shalamad kol ha'arba shulchan arach shalosh pa'amim. The Rabbi Nachman learned the entire Shulchan Aruch 3 times. What that means is that he learned the entire Shulchan Aruch before he was even bar mitzvah 3 times. That's how they explain it. Pam achas kipshuto. First he learned through the Shulchan Aruch kipshuto. He read the book cover to cover. All 4 volumes of the Shulchan Aruch. Upam sheni lamed v'gamer osam. V'ayodeya b'chol din v'din me'arba Shulchan Aruch. Hashoresh shalo b'gemara perish Rashi v'tosos. And then the second time Rabbi Nachman tried to understand where do each of these halachos come from? Where's the source? Where's the Gemara? What's the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos? Rabbi Nutam, the Ri, the Rosh, the Rif. How do we get to the halacha? Where do they come from? How did it evolve in that way? Until it became the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Upam shlishi lamad v'gamar osam v'zacha leida b'chol din v'din sod hakavana shaladin. And then the third time Rabbi Nachman went through Shulchan Aruch, it wasn't just to get an overview of the halachos. It wasn't to understand how those halachos are rooted in different sugyos and shas. The third time he was able to understand some of the secret intentions behind each halacha. Every halacha is a world full of secrets. Ipnei mahadin kach al pisod. What is the nature? What is the secretive nature of this din? Ukafia nishma kol zeh hayibimeinu urav. And again, what's clear from this, Rabbi Nachman went through Shulchan Aruch many more times than 3 times in his short lifetime. We'll see, Rabbi Nachman used to learn at a feverish pace, very, very quickly, consuming Torah. But when he was young, he did this 3 times. Ki achar kach chazer v'gamer osam od kama pa'am. Because afterwards, when he was a bit older, he continued to do this many, many times over. But initially, he set out with a goal to learn through the Shulchan Aruch 3 times. Once just to see what it says, the second time to try to understand where those halachos are rooted, and the third time already uncovering some of the secrets behind each of those halachos. V'darko hayatamid shayalomid harbe harbe kol yama v'adasof. Rabbi Nachman, for those who think that, you know, sometimes people think, oh, chassidim, they're not as serious about learning because they're too busy, I don't know, clapping and dancing and singing and verbringing. Rabbi Nachman would learn and learn and learn and learn and learn. He loved learning Torah. Afilu be'ez hacholaz hakoved, shahaya lo besof. Even when he was struggling at the end of his life, mamish, when it was difficult, he was still learning, learning and learning and more learning. Va'af al pi shahaya lov tircha ditzibura, shahaya osek harbe imanu, v'im kolan hashav l'karvim l'avodas Hashem. And even though Rabbi Nachman was terribly burdened by the needs of people around him, many would think, when did he learn so much? The same question all about Rebbe. About Rebbe, when did he learn so much? How did he have so much Torah? He was so busy with the tzibur, so busy with people. And so Rabbi Nachum was very, there was a lot of tircha de tzibura, there was a lot of, very busy with the people. He would talk to people, he tried to be makari with people, lavodas Hashem. He would sit with people for hours and hours and talk to them, to give advice about avodas Hashem, about things of this world. His mind was always in very lofty places. Right? So the picture of Rabbi Nachman should really be in our mind of a yid sitting in front of a gemara. That's probably not what most of us assume, you know, by picture, you know, a day in the life of Rabbi Nachman. Right? But I picture it with many, many simanim of Shulchan Aruch, many, many dafim of gemara, learning through the Medrash on each week's Parsha, finishing Tanakh many times over, reading through the Zohar quickly, quickly, quickly. Even though Rabbi Nachman was dealing with all sorts of people's troubles, and even though Rabbi Nachman was flying in the highest heavens, but he would spend a tremendous amount of time learning Torah, Kipshuto, reading Mishnayos, learning Dafim of Gemara, learning Halacha, Shulchan Aruch, cover to cover. And maybe that's the most amazing line of this whole piece we're going to learn. That despite all of the overwhelming responsibilities that he had, there was a sense of tranquility that he always had. Halavai. You should see how stressed I was this morning just trying to fix the copy machine. One machine was already down, the other machine was jamming. I was mamash like performing a surgical procedure with, I had a pen and a pencil trying to extract the jammed piece of paper. I had my assistant with me. We were working together, taking turns, playing surgeon, trying to fix the machine. Baruch Hashem, we were able to nurse it back to health. Right? But Rabbi Nachman, despite the fact that he was much more significantly overwhelmed than any of us in terms of his responsibilities to the world, Rabbi Nachman was able to maintain a yeshiva das, to be able to learn, and to learn, and to learn. To study Torah with a simplicity and a sweetness. Uve'inyan zeh ha'yechidush nifla. It's so hard to explain how that is. Because for most of us, when life gets busier and busier and busier, it's just we become more scatterbrained. And Rabbi Nachman had this awesome tranquility that hovered over him. It's an amazing thing. He says, Nelson says, it's hard to put it into words what that was, to see such a thing. And because of that, because he had a certain yishuv hadas, he had time for everything. He never felt like you were being rushed. For some reason, tzaddikim have the ability to do that. It's not only chassidusha tzaddikim. The Chazon Ish was unbelievably patient, would sit with people. There's stories of the Chazon Ish sitting with a couple, a Holocaust survivor. They were, you know, asking all these questions about how to run their business, and he sat for hours and hours. And this is the same Chazon Ish who didn't waste a second of life. When it came to the needs of another person, he had time. So now he had all the time in the world for them. It's an amazing thing. But his learning, despite the fact that he was never what? He was never overwhelmed. He was never scatterbrained. Rabbi Nachman had a tremendous yeshiva das, but he would learn very, very quickly. He would consume the words of Torah very, very quickly. Third paragraph. Vayalomid kama dapin posek b'sha achas. He would take the krach gadol, the big volume of the Shulchan Aruch off the shelf, and he would read it with all of the peirushim on the page. The whole page. Most people, you look up a halach in the Shulchan Aruch, maybe you'll take a peek in the Magen Avram, you look in the Taz, the Turei Zav. Rabbi Nachman read everything on the page. He did the same thing, by the way, when he davened. He said everything in the Siddur. He never skipped anything. He said everything, cover to cover. He loved Tfilos. He loved every word of Torah. Shem Baturei Zav, Amagin Avram, Baber Golo, Pri Chodesh, Ateres Akenim. He read every the tiny little print on the big fat Shulchan Aruch on the shelf. He would just read through the pages. V'siper Shebe'ez Sha'ola Mechinim Atzon L'Espal V'Boker. And he said that while everyone was busy, you know, kind of like waking up, shuffling in the morning, getting ready for davening, from the time that people would start to gather until, you know, the minyan actually began, he would learn four pages of Psak Halacha. Well, everyone's busy dragging around the base medrash, looking at, oh, where did I leave my tefillin yesterday. Rabbi Nachman was there, talis and tefillin, he was ready, and he was zipping through pages of Shulchan Aruch. Whenever he would learn Gemara or Halacha, posek means Psak Halacha. He did everything with great focus and very, very quickly. Now we'll see why that's so helpful to us and why it's so important to us. V'siper imanu, in the next paragraph. V'siper imanu harbe b'inyan zeh, he spoke to us a lot about this. Shetov lilmod b'mehiras. Anyone ever see wrestlers learn like this? Learn quickly. Keep moving. Rabbi Nachman told us often the importance of keep learning, keep going. Don't get too stuck. Don't be too medactic on it. Don't get the question on this Gemara. Okay. You have an answer? Good. You don't have an answer? Move on. You'll finish it. You'll finish Shas. You'll come back. You'll do it again. Next time you'll realize that if you knew the Gemara in Menachos, you wouldn't have had a question in Makos. So don't get stuck on things. Don't be medactic too much in your learning. Keep moving. Rak lilmod b'pshitos b'zrizos. Quickly. Attentively, v'bli labalbel daito harbi b'shas limudo me'inyan le'inyan. Not to become too, again, sometimes you spend too much time trying to plumb the depths of a particular sugya, that you never move on. And it's important, Rinachim felt that if a person's covering ground, If you're right, if you finally get off of Daf Beis, you get onto Daf Gimel, and then you get onto Daf Dal, and you get onto Daf. If you keep moving a little bit, even though there's a lot of unanswered, yeah, there's a lot more to see on each page, and each halacha. But don't be mebalbel. Don't get stuck in that. Ragira lahavin hadavr bepshitas makomo. Understand the pashup shot in its place and move on. Ve'im lefam eno yachol lahavin davar echad. And if at times you get stuck, you're not sure how to make sense of a particular passage, al yamod har besham, spend a little time working it out. But if you can't, and there's no one there to explain it to, don't feel like I can't. How can I go on if I don't understand? Just move on. Yaniach oso enyan, place that matter to the side. V'yomod yosel halon, and go weiter. Val pi harov, and most of the time, yeda acher kach meila mashalo hayamevim betchila. It'll become evident to you that which you didn't understand in the beginning, with the passage of time, it becomes obvious to you. That's how life itself works. When you're a young person, everything has to be worked out, has to be figured out, all these cheshbonos. An older person has a certain perspective. He's seen it enough times that he's not as overwhelmed by it. Young person's very, agitated by it. Older person says, I've lived a little, I've seen a lot. So Rabbi Nachman says, when you're swimming in the ocean of Torah, just keep seeing, see more and see more and see more, and the puzzle pieces will click together on their own. You'll understand what you didn't understand originally. And you just go weiter and you keep moving. Eventually, it'll become clarified on its own. Va'amar she'ein tzrichen b'limud raka amira levad, lomar hadvarim kaseder u'memela yavin. Rabbi Nachman said, you might say to yourself, I don't know how to translate the words. I don't even know what the words mean. Rabbi Nachman said that it's possible for a person, again, you have to have a little bit of knowledge to, right? But one of the reasons that we're not, as good at reading Gemara is because we haven't seen enough Gemara. If we would just see more Gemara, if we would cover more ground, we would understand the style. We'd understand, even if I was just reading the words, not even fully understanding, if I was just working my way through the page, just covering ground, trying to familiarize myself how to pronounce a word, eventually, you'll come to understand. And don't pressure yourself. I don't have to know what those words even mean. I'm having a relationship with them. Say them again. Get familiar with it. What's the word? You know something. What's the first word? It's great. Read that Mishnah 10 times. But I don't even know what it's talking about. Just familiarize yourself with the word. You'll see the pieces will start to come together. So at the beginning, one doesn't expect to understand everything. Right, a person gets frustrated, and a person ends up trying to understand too much right away, and they end up not understanding anything. You learn the sugya so be'iyun that you don't even remember what the Gemara says. That's chaval. Enter, put your mind into the learning, follow the order, just keep going with the zrizus. And again, you'll see, you'll be surprised how much you come to understand. Ve'im lo yavin teikaf, and again, if you don't understand right away, yavin acherkach, you'll come to understand eventually. Ve'im yisharu eizah dvarim, shafal pichin, lo yuchol lamar kavanasam, and again, if you encounter certain things that you're not able to grasp, mabakach, so what? What do you mean, so? It's Torah, I want to know every bit of it. So what? Kimalas riboy halimud ola ala kol, says Rabbi Nachman. Because the abundance of learning is the greatest thing of all. You'll see if you have more context, if you have more concepts, if you've just encountered more words, the questions will start to answer themselves. And he quotes the Gemara as saying this explicitly. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Daf Samach Gimel Amid Aleph, Ligmor v'hadar lispor. V'afag avdalo yada maka amar. Ligmor, learn it, read it, study it. V'hadar lisvor, and then analyze it. Svara, then try to understand it. First, just ligmor, become fluent with the words. And then afterwards, try to understand the svara. Right? Why is it like this? First, know what the Mishnah says. Then start asking, why does the Mishnah say? But first, just know the facts. Ligmor, get the facts down, and then analyze. V'afagav delo yada maka amar. And even if you don't really understand what it says, because someone will say to you, if you don't really understand what stands behind this machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, then you don't really understand the Gemara. Well, that's too much. So then I guess Gemara's not for me. Just familiarize. Know what Rav says, know what Shmuel says. Eventually we'll try to understand the nuance of why Rav says and why Shmuel says. But start with what do they say? Even if you don't fully understand, Shneamar garsa nafshi l'sa'ava. Ki al yedei ribui halimud sheyilmud b'mehiris. Because when a person learns very quickly, yizka lilmud harbe, and he starts to amass a lot of knowledge, al yedei ze yizka l'avur kama pamim elu ha-svarim shalomed, he'll be able to go over the svarim again and again and again. And instead of trying to crack his head on page one for, you know, a year and a half, just read it cover to cover. I didn't grasp that much. Do it again. Do it again. Do it again. L'gamram v'lachsur l'hastil, l'gamram pam achar pam, begin, finish, again and again. V'yedeze m'meila yavin b'pam ha'sheni v'ashlishi kol ma shalohevin b'tchila. Kol ma she'efshe l'havin v'lamar al devrem. And you'll see, the second time, the third time, you'll start to understand more and more and more. Ask people who learn Daf Yomi. Ask people who learn Daf Yomi. Why do you learn Daf Yomi? How much do you retain? I don't know, not enough. But by the second time, oh yeah, I remember this Gemara from last time. It sounds familiar. By the third time, oh yeah, now I can actually start comparing it to other things. And cover ground, keep moving. Get a sense of what Torah is. Have a sense of what's in Torah. Again, here are the concepts. I can't give a shiur on the concept. I don't understand the concept deeply. But at least, again, begin to familiarize yourself with all of the concepts. And then it'll become much easier. Turn to the second side of the page for a second. In the Orach HaTzaddikim, in Perech of Zion, so he speaks about Torah. The Orach HaTzaddikim speaks about Torah. And he speaks critically of the way that some people learn. And I find this to be very true. Maybe I'm just not that smart. Maybe that's why this resonates with me. I don't know. But I find that a lot of people pretend to understand things more deeply than they do. They're not really. They're trying to, like, you know, learn very, very deep be'iyam, but they don't know what the Gemara says. So the Orach HaTzaddikim writes critically in source number 3. Va'od b'dor hazeh nishtacha Torah. There's been a tremendous loss of forgetting of Torah in our generation. You know why? Machmas ki halomdim halalu savurim lasos kamo harishonim lahachzik bil pilpulim. Because everyone wants to learn the way the Rishonim learned. And everyone wants to what? Everyone wants to come up with a creative explanation of things. No one wants to just read the Gemara. No one wants to just know what the Mishnah says. That's boring. Give me a chakira. Give me a machlokes. Make it interesting. Right? And everyone wants to pretend they're a Rishon. And everyone wants to analyze in the way of the Rishon. Ach einam domim lachach me tzarfas klal uklal. But the masses are not like the Rishonim. You're not one of the Bali Atosos in France. Lachach me tzarfas. You're not one of the Gedolim in France. Not at all. Shalibam hayapatuach ku'ulam. Because their hearts, their minds were open. Like a large gate, like the entranceway to the ulam, the base of Mikdash, right? It's expression. Patuach ulam, open wide. Vitorasam haisu umnasam. And their Torah was their livelihood. But for many of us, we're not, our head's not in it the same way. So what are we going to do? I once read, there was a tzaddik who once said, the way that we learn in yeshivas today, in many yeshivas today, the way that we learn so be'ian that we only cover a page the whole year. So he said, that maybe worked in the times prior to the Mabul, when people lived 900 years. He said, b'zman hazeh, you're never going to get anywhere like that. You'll learn 4 blot your whole life. Right? You'll know it really well, or maybe you won't know it at all because you're so busy trying to understand it so deeply that at the end you're like, omid bulbal. So once upon a time, the Rishonim, whose whole world was Torah, right? Not everyone in the times of Rishonim, he saw individuals in that time. And they would kill themselves over it day and night, meaning they put all of their energy into it, yom and v'layla. So therefore what? They were able to analyze. They had the mental acumen, and they had the yishuv hadas, and they had what? They were living in an environment that allowed for it. But nowadays, we're not living in that world. Don't pretend you're a Chaim Brisker. Just be a Pashut HaMensch who reads through Tanakh, who reads through Shas Mishnayos. I don't understand everything I'm reading. Okay. but it's a Shemitah year, so I'm going to make a project. I'm going to learn Maseches Shviyos. Some of it's really hard. I don't understand what plants and produce it's talking about. Yeah, but at least, like I said, I read all the words, and then I'll do it a second time. And I'll remember some of the, you know, overarching principles of Shemitah. I'll familiarize myself with the terms. Then maybe I'll do it a third time. Then I'll do it a fourth time. Maybe by the fifth time, I'll start to look a little bit in the Bar Tanur on the side of the page and try to understand a little more. Start to actually understand a little bit more. But now the words are familiar. I'm not scared of the text anymore. Says the Orcho Sadiq, Meikara Ligmar Inish Vahadar Lispar, like Rabbi Nachman said, the Gemara in Shabbos Samach Gimel. At first, the person should Ligmar, should learn, Vahadar Lispar, and then analyze. V'chol Za'inam Osim Atta, but nowadays no one does that. Kikol Echad Rotza Lilmo Tosfos, everyone wants to learn Tosfos. Everyone wants Chidushim and Chidushim and Chidushim, he says. V'chol Chidushim, V'chidushe Chidushim. Right? I want an Achron who's going to break it down even further. I don't even have the framework, but I'm already, you know, picking apart the details. Kodem Shiyada Tsura Satama, I don't even know the framework of the Torah. Imkein Eich Yatzlicho. How could a person be successful in this way? Kevan Cha'osa. Lehefech Mimash Amru Chachmei Talmud. You're doing the opposite of what the Gemara itself says to do, which is to first get a framework and then to analyze a little bit more. Kikol Mashanamar Betalmud Akol Emes. Whatever it says in the Gemara is true. Vein lahashiv alav o lishnoso, vein lahosif alo ligra. Meaning, stick to the game plan. The Gemara says you should learn, get a framework, get an overview, make sure you know how to read the text of the Gemara, and then you can go on to Tosfos. But everyone like wants to get to Tosfos. No one wants to be like caught just reading the Gemara. You know, no one wants to be caught like just reading the Chumash. Right? That's for like lightweights who don't know how to learn a Bikiva Eger. Right? Lo aleinu, it's a tragedy. It's a crazy thing. The Mashkiach of Kamenet said, a person's going to come to the Olam Emes, right? And the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to say, why didn't you read my book? Why didn't you read my book? You're so busy with everyone else's book. Why didn't you read my book? Right? It wasn't exciting enough for you. It wasn't interesting. Oh, I know the story. Hashem, I read it. You know, I know the story. I read Noach. I read Lech Lecha. I know the stories. I need something else. I'm ready to move on to whatever comes next. Right? But chaval, for a person to think that they just want to learn in a more deep way without an appreciation with just what happens when a Jew says words of Torah? What happens when I just read through Mishnayos? Whether I understand or not. Again, al pi halacha, there's a discussion. How much do I need to understand for something to be considered limud Torah? Definitely Torah shebichsav, just saying the words transforms a person. But we'll see. But often seguli, the same thing is true when it comes to anything. You can sit and read Makos cover to cover without understanding one word, I guarantee you'll be a different person by the end of it. The Torah has gone through you. It transforms a person. Let's go back to the front side of the page, the bottom paragraph. B'diber har b'ma'od b'inyan zeh. Rabbi Nachman spoke a lot about this. Being a Breslover is not about having long payas. Being a Breslover is not only about trying to go to Uman for Rosh Hashanah. Being a real Breslover means learning Torah with an unbelievable thirst. Rabbi Nachman's struggling. He's writing a lot. He's like, I can't find the words to express it. I don't know how to express this well enough. I'm telling you, try it. Decide right now that you're going to learn an entire Masechta Mishnayos today. Learn an entire, I can't learn two Mishnayos. Find a half hour this afternoon, go over to the shelf, pick up any random Masechta Mishnayos and read it from cover to cover. You will feel unbelievable when you're done. And you may retain very, very little of it. But you know what? If you did that every day this whole week, right, by the end, you'll start to know the concepts, you know the names of the Prakim, you know some of the Yesodos, it'll come together. When you learn in this way, you'll be zocha to learn a lot, to finish many svarim. It's a good feeling when a person makes a siyum. When you finish something, you have a project, you make it beginning to end. Okay, I don't remember every word, but I finished something. And you'll start to, again, understand more and more. More so than the one who's trying to analyze each word very, very slowly. This causes tremendous bilbulim in one's learning. The Kama B'nai Adam, look at this line. And this is absolutely true. V'kama b'nei adam pasku milimudam legamrei al yedei ribui hadikdukim shalehem. There are many people that because analyzed so deeply, eventually they just gave up. The shiur was so be'ion that they just felt that they couldn't follow the shiur, and then they shiur for 2 weeks. So what was better? What was better? It would have been better if the whole shiur was just reading Mishnayos, not even translating it. Then they would have accomplished much more than sitting in their bed because they feel bad that they can't follow the nuanced machlokes of the achronim. So what's going to happen? Rabbi Nachman says people leave learning completely because they just it's too overwhelming. Uma lo nisham b'yadam. There's nothing left in their hands. Avakisha yargal atzma lilmod b'mehiras. But when one trains himself to learn more quickly and reviews the page over and over again and picks up the, you know, gets to a point where I can read all of Daf Beis and Maseches Makos in 6 minutes, and I do it 100 times until the words are just flowing. It's such a geshmak feeling. It's such a beautiful feeling. And then the Torah is tiskayim biyado. V'yizka lilmod har b'ma'od. Gemara. Poiskim kulam. You'll finish Shulchan Aruch. I know that sounds like a crazy thing. Tanakh, Midrashim. Right, the Sifrei, the Medrash, the Zohar, Kabbalah. Rabbi Nachman said, read everything. Just read everything. Read everything. Learn how to read Hebrew and just read everything. U'kvar mevur sichasal shel Rabbeinu. Shetov la'adam sheyavur b'chayi b'chol esvarim shel Torah Kedosha. And as we know, Rabbi Nachman emphasized elsewhere in Sichas Aran how a person should try to finish all of the svarim over the course of their lifetime. Every person here, you have to finish Shas. Seems overwhelming for some of us. You have to finish it. You can't finish it with a deep understanding. So just read it. Read it. You'll be a different person. If your eyes, if your lips say all of Shas, if you just read the words, you'll be a totally different person. Turn over to the second side. Upam echad chishev Rabbeinu Zal. Masha adam tzarech lilmod b'chol yom ad she'ein hayom maspik. Rabbi Nachman, again, you need to learn to the point that it seems impossible to accomplish all of these things in one day. There's not enough time in the day to meet all of my siddurim. Rabbi Nachman learned everything. Dahainu ligmur b'chol shana shas. Every year. You thought this was like a Rav Chaim Kanievsky thing. This is a Rabbi Nachman thing. To finish shas every year with the riff, with the rush, the arba shulchan arach, v'chol midrashim kulam, v'chol sifrei hazohar, the tikkunim, Zohar Chadash, just read it. Just sit and do it for hours. V'chol sifrei kabbalah me'arizal. Again, you have to be the type of person who's willing to sit down and shtay. Right? But you could accomplish, if you just sit down and say, I have a half hour, I'm gonna plow through whatever I can. I'm telling you, you can learn a volume of Masechta Mishnayos cover to cover in a half hour. Just fly through it. Try it. I'm gonna try to do it today. I'm not sure what Masechta I'm going to do. I'm going to try to read through a Masechta today. Try to read through a Masechta today. Not a Gemara. Mishnayos. Pick a Masechta Mishnayos. Masechta's Peah. Go read through Masechta's Peah today. Right? Don't pick like Kalim or Oelos. Those are very big. Pick something a little smaller that you've never touched before. Masechta's Horios. Read through Masechta's Horios. It'll take you 10 minutes. 3 prakim. It's fast. You won't understand the word of it. That's fine. Read through Masechta's Horios today. And then tomorrow, try to understand one word of it. And then the next, I'm telling you, you'll see, you'll feel like you're. Right? It's not dimionos. It's not like, oh, I pretend like I know Shas because I read through Shas, not understanding a word of it. Right? Rabbi Nachman says, I'm telling you, try it. It's an amazing technique. Try it. Try it. Get comfortable with the words. Gam tzrichin lilmod eizah shir b'yom b'ksas iyun. Obviously, a person needs to set aside a little bit of time every day to analyze, to learn a little bit b'iyun. But most of your day, just fly, chaver. Just walk around with the sefer and just cover ground. Do it. Finish Tehillim. Finish Shas. Finish Mishnayos, Masechtos. Read through Sefer Ezra and Nechemiah. Just go. Gam tzricha lomer Tehillim b'chol yom. Utchinos, bakashos, harbe, harbe. Just don't be afraid of the text. Just swim in the Torah. V'oz siper harbe me'in yezeh, shetzricha limo b'mihiras gadol b'srizas. Again, he keeps saying it over and over again. And these words are what? What's baduk umenusa? It's a good phrase to know. Baduk means it's been checked out, right, and verified. I mean, this is not a theoretical. I'm telling you, if you try, you'll see results. It's baduk umenusa. That's a way of saying it's guaranteed. Gam lo haya mitzvah lachazor takeof alimudo. Rak ritzono tamid haya lilmod asefer o aposek shalomid kaseder mi rosho lisofo bizrisos va'achar kach yaskil pam sheni v'igmor asokula. Very interesting. People sometimes think, when I learn something, so I should do chazara on it now. Rabbi Nachman said, no, keep going. Finish the Masechta, never look back. You're on Daf Beis, I learned Daf Beis. I want to review Daf Beis. Don't review Daf Beis, learn Daf Gimel. Finish Maseches Machos. Learn all 24 blot, and then go back to Daf Beis. Do it again. Don't look back. Don't do chazara. Keep going, and then finish it, and then do it again. And then again. Bekam pam, achar pam. Just keep going. I'm telling you, you'll acquire it more. You'll feel like more of a ben Torah if you do it this way. Rabbi Nachman says, I'm telling you, try it. Gam amar leval ya nival mizeh shehizir shesrich alimo kol kach b'chol yom. And then Rabbi Nachman said something amazing. Don't feel overwhelmed by the fact that I'm telling you that you need to learn so much every day. Right? I thought Rabbi Nachman is the one who gives me chizik that if I learn 5 seconds a day, I'm a big tzaddik and I'm a good guy. Find the nekudos tovos. Azamra lelo kai ba'odi. I only have a little bit to offer. It's also very good. Abyssal is oichud. This is a different Rabbi Nachman. This is Rabbi Nachman who says, learn and learn and learn and learn and learn. And finish us again and again and again and again and again. And you're like, whoa, Rabbeinu. This is not the Rabbeinu that I signed up for. You know? I want to have a little techno dance party. I'm in. You know? Grow out some payas. Blast, turn up the music. Whatever. Pushkin the street, I'm in. Now you're assigning me the chovos of Reb Chaim Kanievsky. You're asking me to learn everything. So again, gam amar, bal yeh nivhal mizet. Don't be overwhelmed by this. That I'm telling you, you need to learn so much. Ki gam im eino zoch elimu kol kach. Because Rabbi Nachman says, well, I believe you can do this. But I believe you should do this, even if you're not able to learn so much. You can still be a kosher. Sometimes a person feels that either I'm a serious Beis Medrash guy, I'm on the track to become a Rosh Yeshiva, a big Talmud Chacham, or I'll become an Olam Hazza type of guy who focuses more on a big house and a nice car and a lot of money in the bank account. Right, Rabbi Nachman says, being a kosher yid can be true. Could be a kosher, each kosher be'emes, even if you're not the biggest lamdin in the world, even if you're not the biggest bucky in the world. In the final paragraph, v'gam kvar siper mizeh, she'lecholin liyoz ish kosher afilom eno yachol limud klal. You can be a kosher yid, even if you don't learn at all, you don't know how to learn at all. V'afilu tzadik yecholin liyoz, afal pi she'eno lamdin klal. Interesting. You could be a tzaddik without being a talmid chacham, without being a big lamdin. Rak baal hasaga ein yecholin liyos kiyam kishu lamdin begemara pirash rashi v'tosis. But to be a person of great understanding, you got to learn Torah. You could be a tzaddik. You could certainly be a pashut yid, an ish kosher, an erlich yid. That you can do even if you're not so familiar with Torah. You can even be a tzaddik. You can be a very holy person, right? But to be a person of hasaga, to be a person who's a Baal Eitza, who understands the world, why was Rabbi Nachman's advice so greatly sought after? Because he knew all of Torah. The Sfas Emes once said, you can't give advice to anyone until you learn all of Shulchan Aruch. Why? Because how do you know if your advice is against the halacha? You have to have seen the entire Shulchan Aruch to know. Otherwise, what are you giving advice? You don't know what this says in the Torah. Maybe your advice is antithetical to Torah. So Rabbi Nachman, who was such a Baal Eitza, who was able to provide for people with such care and such sensitivity and to listen to people, it was because he knew Torah. Baal HaSaga needs to know Gemara Rashi Tosfos. How does that help me to help someone with an emotional struggle that they're going through? What's the connection? Rabbi Nachman says, you need to tap into the wisdom of Torah in order to be a Baal HaSaga. Aval ish kosher v'tzadik gamor, but to be a kosher yid, to be a tzaddik, you can do that. Yecholin lizkos afilu mishu ish pashut legamri. Even a very pashut yid could be a tzaddik. Can't be a lot. He can't. Not a talmid chacham. Not a bala saga. But a person is able to what? A person is able to be a kosher a yid and a tzaddik, even if he doesn't know so much. And the main thing, says Rabbi Nachman, in conclusion, is lo alecha hamlacha ligmor. A Jew is not expected to finish everything. It's not incumbent upon you to finish the job. It's a job that's unfinishable. But that doesn't mean that what? That doesn't mean that you're free to what? To desist from engaging it. Do as much as you can. And again, develop a ferocious passion for knowledge. Become thirsty for Torah like Rabbi Nachman. And just gobble it up. Just consume it. Many prakim of Tehillim, many prakim of Torah, many prakim of Mishnayos. Right? Finish Tanakh, read through it, know the stories, do it again. Sefer Daniel, the words are so hard. Just see the words. Just fill yourself up with the Torah. In the Sefer HaMidos, sometimes called the Alephbet book, Rabbi Nachman's alphabetical book of teachings, in source number 2, again, Rabbi Nachman says, Kol mashal lamed adam bolam hazeh, vayanimna etzlo la'amor alamitas kavanas halibur b'shleimus. Rabbi Nachman elsewhere explained a little bit why it's so important to just see everything in Torah, because everything that a person learns in this world, and he's not able to fully grasp b'shleimus, yizke lahavin alamitasa b'olam haba. You will have a full grasp of it in Olam Haba. If you never heard of it, if you never read through Maseches Para, if you never read through Maseches Nega'im, if you never read through Maseches Taros, yes, there's a Masechta called Taros, not just a Seder of Mishnayos called Taros. If you never learned or read the words of Tful Yom, so you get to the Olam Emes and you can't follow the Shir. But if you prepared for the Shir, and preparing for the Shir just means familiarizing yourself with the words of Torah, that which you couldn't grasp in this world, b'shleimus, you didn't have a full understanding of, you'll be zochet to understand it in Olam Haba. And therefore, again, Rabbi Nachman writes over there, yilmud adam afilu b'lo avana. You should learn even without understanding. It sounds very counterintuitive, but it transforms a person. There's a wonderful little sefer called Rachamei Ha'av, Rav Yaakov Katina. He wrote it as a sort of a last will and testament for his children. 58 little paragraphs, right? 58? 58 little paragraphs of advice for number 4. He writes an unbelievable thing. Okay? Rav Yaakov Katina, here's what he writes in the entry under Limud. He writes, the middle of that first line, Od zos omer li libi eitza tova. I'd like to offer some good advice. Lemi shalo zocha v'lo isiga yado b'tor. A person who never had much of a yeshiva education. He feels like he's behind in his learning. O misha tarad ba'od basakav. A person who has a large family. He has to work many, many hours a day just to pay his bills. Pay his tuition bill. V'daigos, he has all sorts of worries. V'ein daito slula lilmod be'iyun. He's not able to concentrate on the iyun shir. Right? He's very overwhelmed by life. So says Rav Yaakov Katina, I have advice here. Listen to this, third line. She'yilmod b'chol yom daf gemara u'perek mishnayis ba'amira ba'alma. Say, not learn, say a daf of gemara, say a perek of mishnayis, just say the words. Kolomet ha-zohar. Like many people learn the Zohar. Not many people understand the Zohar, but it's brought in many svarim that if you just read the words of the Zohar, it has a hashpa on you. So you'll say, yeah, it's the Zohar. But if I read Mishnayos, I'm supposed to understand what the words mean. Says Rav Yaakov Katina, I'm telling you, if you don't have time to learn and understand, learn without understanding. Read a page of Gemara and just say the words. Like a person who learns the Zohar, Afshe Eino Maven, Maka Amar. Ki Alashon Misuga Lenefesh. Because the words have a hashpa on your soul. Ubilti Safik. Shisha'er Al Kopanim Ktsas Beliba. I guarantee some of it will stick in your heart. Now listen to this. Look what he says here. Va'ani hikarti sandler. I know a certain sandler, a certain simple worker. What's a sandler? A shoemaker. A simple shoemaker. Shalohaya yad belimud. He was not a big lamdin. He did not have an opportunity to learn in yeshiva for many years. Va'yegomer b'chol shana seder hashas ba'amira ba'alma. And he used to read Shas every year, cover to cover. 7 blot a day. Barely understood a single word he was saying. Rav Yaakov Katina says, I know this guy. I saw this guy. This Sandler, this Pasha the Sandler, who would read Shas cover to cover every year. Ba'mira ba'alma. Saying the words alone. Vayetzelem Elokim alpanov ke'echad ha'gedolim. And I'm telling you, you looked at this yid and you were wondering, who on earth is this tzaddik? He had a shine. His face was glowing. He had Tzelem Elokim. It was not normal to see such a person. Like one of the gedolim. Unbelievable. So it's transformative. It changes a person. The Vilna Gaon, I think, was the one who gave the mashal of a person learns Torah, right? And it goes kind of like in one ear and out the other ear. So what does it accomplish? What it accomplishes is, if Torah is mayim, and it's pure waters, so it washes you out. Right? If you have a dirty vessel, and you pour water into it, right? And the water splashes out, or there's a hole at the bottom, the water seeps out. But the kli was dirty, it was muddy. And you keep pouring enough water over it. So you'll say, well, what do I have? There's no water gathered in the vessel, but the vessel itself was cleaned out. So when Torah is passed through us, even if we don't remember, I don't remember the machlokas, Ritva and Ramban. But you know what? The fact that it went through my head, it transforms a person, it changes a person. Okay, David, you wanted to say something. Yeah, in Pirkei Avos, it talks about different types of students, the ones who retain and the ones who don't. Right? There's an Isser to forget Torah, which is a complicated Isser, what that is. What is the prohibition of forgetting Torah? Right? So again, there's a lot to explore there. What's the gedder of forgetting Torah? We usually assume, we make a lot of excuses to protect ourselves. And Baal Tanya had an intense way about it. Rav Chaim Volozhiner, I saw once in the back of the Nefesh HaChaim, said something which was very encouraging, not to feel overwhelmed about forgetting Torah. And if you learn more Torah and you forget, you don't remember everything. The Isser of forgetting Torah is to want to forget Torah. The Isser of forgetting Torah is making a conscious effort to reject Torah, to intentionally pretend I don't know what I know. Be able to abandon Torah actively. You normally assume if normal forgetting of Torah, yeah, I can make a better system for my learning to retain the knowledge better. True. There's no question the goal is to retain. But Rabbi Nachman's saying there's also a value as an entry point into the relationship with Torah to just get to know each other. Right? It's very superficial. That's okay. Collect all the facts about Torah that you can find. I don't really understand it in a profound and deep way. That's okay. That's okay. All right, let me end with a story. There was a bachur in Yeshivas Kol Torah. Actually, one of the rabbanim who taught in Kol Torah, Rav Erlinger, just passed away. Birchas Avram, the Svar in the Beis Medrash. Very, very chashev gadol. My best friend growing up learned in Yeshivas Kol Torah. It's Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach's yeshiva. So there was a bachur who was learning in Kol Torah. And don't put away your shiya. You still got to do the last source together. This is the last source is for the story. But Bacher was learning in Kol Torah, and he was not a lamdan. And there was a lot of emphasis on being a lamdan, of becoming a big Talmud Chacham. Rabbi Nachman just told us, I want you to learn like crazy, and I know you're overwhelmed by that. But I also told you could be an Ish Kasher, and you could be a Tzaddik, even if you're not a lamdan. This Bacher felt very overwhelmed. He felt like his friends were smarter than him, and his friends were better at learning Tosos than him. And he didn't feel good about himself. And then someone came to the yeshiva to speak, a guest speaker, a guest Rav. And this Rav got up, and all he spoke about in his drush and his shmuz was how the only type of Torah that's valuable is being a lamdan, learning Torah be'ilan, and understanding it deeply. And that's all that matters. That's all that counts. And it was crushing. This bachur was crushed. He was so broken by it. Because he said, that's not me. It was sort of like this line was drawn in the sand, like either you're a lamdan or you're not. And if you're not, you're not a real Jew. And he was really, really hurt by that. So he's talking to his friends, a close friend, about it. What should I do? I'm ready to drop out of yeshiva. So this friend said, why don't you write a letter to the Lubavitcher Rebbe? The Lubavitcher Rebbe is known to give great advice. He's known to comfort people. He's a person of perspective. What this guy's sheikh to the Lubavitcher Rebbe was, I don't know. But he said to his friend, learning yeshivas kol Torah, right, and by Vagana, go write a letter to the Lubavitcher Rebbe. So he wrote a letter to the Lubavitcher Rebbe. I feel like a failure in yeshiva. I'm not a lamdan. What should I do? Lubavitcher Rebbe wrote back relatively quickly. And he said to him, I don't even understand your question. I don't even begin to understand your question. Where is the halacha? Where does it say that you have to be a lamdan? Lubavitcher Rebbe said, all I know is what it says in the Mishnah, in Maseches Kedushin, on Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph. Chaver, what does it say in the final source, the Mishnah Kedushin, Pei Beis Amud Aleph? Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, it's a very long Mishnah, in the Seder of the Mishnayis, in the Gemara, very end, last Daf in Maseches Kedushin. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Re'isi mi'amecha chaya va'of sheyesh lahem umanus. Have you ever seen an animal, a bird, that had a job? Why do the animals not have to go to work? I saw a skunk last night in Leir Mar. You ever meet a skunk that has a college degree? So why do I have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to get a college degree? Skunk seems to be doing all right. You know? He seems to be doing okay. Did you ever see in your life a chaya, an oaf that had a job? Vehein mispardes and shelo b'tzar. They wander on the field, they find a little something to eat. That's good. They never paid an electric bill. They never paid a phone bill. They don't pay tuition bills. They never had to stress out about writing a paper, taking a final. They never had to get the summer internship and build up their resume. I'm more chasher than a skunk, I hope. Right? Ben Yeshiva's like a skunk. He dressed in black and white. V'halo lo nevro el l'sham sheni. And all of those creatures, all those animals were created to serve me. Why did Hashem make the animal kingdom? Right? Who's more chashev? Human beings are more chashev. V'ani nevresi l'sham ishaskoni. And I was created to what? To serve my creator. So, eino din, should it not be logical that if a skunk has such an easy passage in this world, shouldn't it make sense, she'es parnes shelo b'tzar, that I, human being, should be able also to make it in this world without all the heartache and all the hardship? Why is it so difficult for us? Why do I have to work so hard? You know why? Because Adam and Chava decided to eat from a tree. Ela shahare oisi ma'asai v'kipachti as parnasasi. But my actions are sinful, and I destroyed my parnasa because of that. And because of that, now I have to schlep around. I should have had it much easier than the animal kingdom. The Gemara there is discussing responsibilities. What makes a good profession? What type of trade should a father teach his son? V'chulu. So the Lubavitcher Rebbe wrote back to this bacher in Kol Torah, and he says to him, I don't understand your question. Where does it say in Shas you need to be a lamdan? Where does it say that you have to be able to, you know, to analyze a machlokas achroinim? Where does it say that? You know what the mission statement of a yid is in this world? It's this line: Va'ani nevresi l'shamish es koni. I was created to serve my creator. Being a lamdan, if you're able to, great. If you could be a big lamdan, a big tamach, great. My job is to serve my creator. My job is to be a yid. So he said to him, the Lubavitcher Rebbe said to him, I'm not sure why they're pressuring you to be a lamdan and making it sound like if you're not a lamdan, then you failed. That's not the mission statement of a Jew. Some Jews will be lamdanim, and it's a chashev thing. I'm not mocking it, God forbid. The Lubavitcher Rebbe was a lamdan. Moshe Tzvi is not a lamdan. But I'm not mocking it, chas v'shalom. I'm not making fun of it. If a person can be a big lamdan, kol hakavod. But that's not the goal. That's not the mission statement. That's not the overarching goal of life in this world. Ani nivresi l'shamish haskoni. I was created to serve my master. And that means what? That means davening, learning, doing what I can. And if I can't do all that much, says Rabbi Nachman, you can still be an ish kasher, you can even be a tzaddik. You won't be a lamdan, that's true. But that's not the goal. The goal is not to be a lamdan. The goal is to be an Eved Hashem. Okay? So Chevra, here we have an unbelievable, again, it may sound very surprised, you know, some of you might be very surprised by what we learned today. That Rabbi Nachman put such an emphasis on learning, or the perception of Chassidus, especially by the early Tzaddikim, they weren't such a big Talmidei Chachamim. So first of all, you don't need to be a big Talmud Chacham to be a tzaddik. A tzaddik can be a tzaddik even if he's not the biggest Talmud Chacham. It's very important to realize that. When you're in the presence of a tzaddik, right, and someone says, oh yeah, but my Rosh Yeshiva knows more than him. That's not the be-all and end-all. When Rav Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin came to the Me'ar Shiloach, came to the Ishbitzer, he also initially thought that he knew more than him. He was a big lam than Rav Tzadok. He was a big, big lam than. He wasn't a chassid at all. And then eventually he was mevatel himself to his Rebbe. He became a chassid. He became a chassid. And he said that my Rebbe knows so much more than me. Right? It just seems like he knows less. The same way that the Gemara says one line, and then the Achronim write 20 pages. So who knows more? Right. Look how much more of that. The Rishon is much greater. He just knows how to say it very, very tersely, very shortly. Okay, so we should be zeicha to be tzaddikim, anashim ksherim, lavdanim if it's shayach, and we should learn a lot of Torah. Say amen. Shkoyach. Questions, comments? Yes. Yeah.
How did I start learning Zohar? I was working the night shift as a guard at a construction site in Yerushalayim. At the end of the night, I head over to the Sardis room nearby, where we drink tea with men and read Zohar out of the book with large print. I promise you, they didn't understand a single thing they were reading. I, however, have yet to reach that level.
Wow. It's a big thing. But it's not only Zohar, that's what Rabbi Nachman's saying, right? And if the Zohar, it's a segula, you read the Zohar, it has hashpa on a person. Rabbi Yaakov Katina said, I saw a Jew who read Shas cover to cover every year. He didn't understand the word of it. And he was glowing, he was a shining person. Torah cleans a person out. Okay, who's signing up to do a parak of, not a parak? Well, yeah, fine, whatever. Who wants to sign up for something today? I'm Bli Neder committing to learn a Masechta of Mishnayos cover to cover today. You're finishing Akas today?
Yes.
Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos? Everything. Riff, Rush? Okay. Real wrestlers. Okay, good. Okay, yes.
First thing,
okay. Kvaldik.